Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net audio message for Friday, November 25th, 2005, the day after Thanksgiving here in the United States. Today's message is titled, Living in Contentment. And the scripture text is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Today marks the official start of the Christmas shopping season, at least here in the United States. Today, all over America, malls and shopping centers will be packed. Ad flyers are full of great deals, particularly if you want to go shopping at 6 in the morning or even earlier. There's just more and more neat stuff that claims it will make the people we love happy if we just buy it for them. Of course, the ads are surely also designed to appeal to our own sense of desire as well. I can sure tell you this stuff is alluring to my heart, particularly electronic-type gadgets. I want to pause this morning and consider the bigger picture. The foundational meaning of Christmas is that God sent His Son as the greatest and most needful gift of all. Increasingly, this has been or is getting drowned out. We that love the Lord and desire to live in obedience to the Scriptures are called to properly provide for our families. Indeed, the Word declares that, quote, if any man does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. However, beyond our desire to properly provide for our families is the materialistic rat race. Living in an age of affluence, we have to be on guard against this tendency. The Apostle Paul's words that follow our daily scripture are so applicable today. He goes on to write, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. My, isn't that the case? A great biblical teaching for experiencing balance in this tension between properly providing, which is good, and the materialistic rat race, which is bad, is contentment. Consider the power of just that phrase, but godliness with contentment is great gain. A Bible teacher has observed, contentment is understanding that if I'm not satisfied with what I have, I will never be satisfied with what I want. Among the many ways the world seeks to force us into its mold is the lie that it can offer true satisfaction. Contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want, but the realization of how much you already have and finding satisfaction with that. It's realizing, in the words of the great old hymn, all I have needed thy hand hath provided. Our daily verse declares that if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. I wonder how much food Paul was accustomed to and how extensive his wardrobe was. Yet he says, we will be content. I believe our need for contentment is something we need to constantly remind ourselves of. The great pressures of materialism are ever before us, particularly during the season that we remember God's greatest gift. What a wonderful experience to live in contentment. And now Brooksine is going to share a prayer that she wrote this morning from her heart regarding this particular topic.
Jesus, when I get overly anxious about having the latest gadget or the newest fashion, I usually overlook the fact that I have so much already at my disposal. So much, in fact, that I struggle to keep my possessions in good order and am often overwhelmed with clutter. Thank you for the people I know who live with less so that others can have more of the basics of life and the provisions needed to reach others with the gospel message. Contentment from you cannot be packaged and sold. but it can be a way of life as we align our priorities according to your instruction. Increase my desire to live according to your will and not the expectations of others. Help me to do this in your strength, for it is only in you that I can do all things.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And Brooksine and I share these messages each weekday morning. DailyEncouragement.net is the website. There are some additional materials on the site today. Don't believe I'll take up the time in the podcast to read them. There is a note from Brooksine regarding Esther's condition. She was hospitalized the evening before Thanksgiving. She came home yesterday. Esther has ongoing heart issues, and Esther gives an explanation for any that might care to read this. And finally, I share once again kind of a final reminder note, not that I'm never going to refer to it again in any message, but my mom went home to be with the Lord Wednesday, November 16th. I did write several messages and make several podcasts regarding that shortly thereafter and up through Tuesday. I want to just again express thanks for all the many notes and emails we have received, and we've got a special webpage in her honor that if you want to go to the DailyEncouragement.net site, there is a link to it that you can click on. It is a tribute to my mother. It has other materials that you can go to from there as well. So have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and continue to stay encouraged. And be blessed with the many blessings God has already provided.